Seeing that we had having another typhoon, I think last year, So last week we talked about how powerful God is, how powerful His voice is. So each week we want to focus on a character of God. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think of the most delicious dessert you can think of. Some of you guys might like chocolate cake. Some people might like ice cream. 31. Some people like might like those nice hot danishes. My favorite is danishes. I want you to think of just looking at on the plate. I want you to imagine how delicious it is. And then I want you to imagine your brother or sister taking it. How mad would you be if that happened? Really, really mad, right? Because it was so delicious. Well, the verse we want to look at today is Psalm 34, verse
8.
Times we it's a taste and see that the Lord is good. So a lot of times we see God and we envision God, but a lot of times He kind of disappears from our mind. So I want you to think this week of what does it mean to taste and see that the Lord is good. Because as little kids, it's easier actually for you to taste than it is for us to taste and see that He's good. That means when you're reading or you're drawing, I saw a picture today, you can draw about God. You can experience Him and taste Him through acting and drama. You can taste and see Him when you run and you think about God. So this week we're going to memorize this verse. And we want to practice to see what taste and see that the Lord is given. And I think next week what I'm going to do for anybody who memorizes it, I'm going to bring a treat for anybody who memorizes it.
Good
for you. Okay, let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you're so good.
And
that you're always good.
And
that you always take care of us. You always taste good.
I
pray that as these kids, each and every one of them grow in you,
that
they would learn from being from when they're very young to understand what it means to taste and
see your word. Amen.
So third grade and below,
you
guys
But
a lot of people do a lot of things for this church. The worship team comes and practices the music and dedicates their time. And they don't just get up here and wing
it.
And also, you know, Damon, I'm sure he doesn't just go
on
his bike plan this out. He thinks and prays and he takes his time
and he
spends time for it. So we really, really appreciate people like this serving different ministries. Last week, or the last few weeks, we've been talking about prayer. And we want to continue to do that today. And I entitled this message, Have a Little Faith. Last week we talked about the Lord's Prayer. And we saw that we need to really seek the honor of God's name.
And
seek the honor and glory of God Himself. You know, the Bible tells us that God knows our needs before we ask. So I want to ask you, how much do you think about what are my needs?
皆さんどうでしょう。自分の必要って何かどうでしょうか。何を持ってらっしゃいますか。
How do we decide what are our real needs and what is our desire?
自分の必要と自分の願い、欲望というか欲求とはどう違うのか皆さん考えたことありますか。
And I always enjoy listening to the children's message because there's always similarities in what I'm also going to share about.
似てるのでいつも感謝です。
So for example, if you go through a shop, through a store,
皆さんですね、お店さんに行った時にね、いろんなお店を回って、
And you happen to see some delicious dessert.
美味しいデザートを見つけたら、
So in my case, that would probably be ice cream. And if you walked past, like, do you have a weakness to ice cream? It's a good thing I'm looking at you guys and not over here. Because I might just think, let's just pack the whole thing up and just go and get ice cream. You know, I really love ice cream. And if I walk past, you know, this delicious ice cream, I have to think, what would I ask myself? Would I ask myself, do I really need this ice cream? Or would I ask myself, do I have enough money for this ice cream? Let's see, do I have any credit cards there? What if they take credit cards? If we watch commercials, we're told we need all sorts of
things.
This fall season in 2014,
we really need this type of clothing.
Or we need this new game.
Or you
need the iPhone
6. iPhone 6.
Until you realize that it starts to bend. Maybe your hands are small and you're too small to fit around the screen. I heard that. But we're told that we need all sorts of things. But what do we really need? The Lord's Prayer tells us that God will provide our basic needs. He will give us provision of our daily bread. He will give us forgiveness, and He will also help us forgive. And He will also give us protection. How many of you get tempted and tested during the week? Do you need protection from God so that you don't get tested and tempted? So the Lord's Prayer shows us how dependent we need to be on God. And then I look at my own life. And I see how independent I try to be. And the amazing thing, the absolutely stupid thing is, when things go really bad is when I sometimes try to be the most independent, when I need God the most.
後から考えてみる愚かなことなんですね。状況は良くない時に限って自分で平気だ、頑張って思っちゃうんですね。
Do you try to take things into your own hands and control things more when they go bad? And I often feel like I need more faith. I need to trust God more and rely on myself less.
信頼して、もう自分に信頼して、神様にもっと信頼しなきゃいけないと思うんですよね。
How about you guys? You ever feel like that? I need more faith.
本当にもっと自分には信仰が必要だって思うことは皆さんもあるでしょうか。
The Bible teaches us that faith is a gift from God.
聖書によるですね、信仰は神様からの贈り物だって書いてあるんですね。
But how does our faith grow?
でも、そして私たちの信仰はどうやって成長していくんでしょうか。
Do we really need more faith or do we need to use the faith that God has already given us?
もっと信仰が必要なのか、もしくはその信仰を使うことが必要なのか、どっちなんでしょうか。
How does our faith become stronger?
どうやったら私たちの信仰は強められるんでしょうか。
How do we trust God more and ourselves less?
どのようにしたら神様をもっと信頼して自分を信頼することをやめていくんでしょうか。
So that we really and truly surrender to God's will.
本当に私たちが自分の思いじゃなくて神様の御心に従順になっていくにはどうしたらいいんでしょうか。
Today I want to look at a passage with you that actually emphasizes faith in God.
今日皆さんと読みたいところは神様による信仰について強調しているところを読んでいきたいと思います。
And as we read this passage, we see that the disciples really feel like I need more faith.
この時を読んでいけば分かるんですけど、本当に弟子たちが、私たちは信仰してるなっていうことを言ってる、そういう箇所でもあります。
Why do they feel like that?
なんで私たちは信仰してるなと思ったりするんでしょうか。
They realize that unless their faith is strong, they cannot live the life that Jesus has called them to live.
なぜならば、本当に信仰を積めらなければ、イエス様は私たちに望んでらっしゃる生き方ができないということなんです。
They realize how hard it is to live in a way that honors and glorifies God.
そして神様を尊敬して神様に栄光を期すような生き方ができない。
Especially when it relates to other people, in our relationship with other people. We saw that the Lord's Prayer is a prayer for community. And how important our relationships with our other people
are.
But that's so often where I mess up. So, in other words, the disciples realized that they couldn't be true disciples, true followers of Jesus,
without their faith growing.
So, let's look at the passage, and you'll find it in Luke 17.
ルカによる福音書の17章の1節からです。
And I just want to read the beginning of the passage
first.
Jesus said to his disciples, "It is impossible for occasions for stumbling not to come. But woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble." Be on your guard.
イエスは弟子たちにこう言われた。つまずきが起こるのは避けられない。だが、つまずきを起こされるもの、起こさせるものは災いだ。この小さい者たちの一人につまずきを与えるようであったら、そんなものは石臼を首に弱いつけられて海に投げ込まれた方がましです。気をつけていなさい。
The word stumbling or the word stumbling block is actually a kind of metaphorical word in the Bible.
つまずきとかつまずきの石っていうのはちょっと象徴的な聖書の言葉でもあるんですけども。
It means a reason to sin.
それはですね、違う言葉で言ったら罪を犯す理由とも言えるんですけども。
Now sin in the Bible is when we don't obey God.
罪っていうのは聖書の中で私たちが神に従わないことですね。
When we follow our own wills rather than God's will.
自分の思いに従ってしまう、神様に従わないことが罪でもあるわけですけども。
When we don't walk the road that God has shown us to walk.
神様が示してくださった道を歩かないのが罪でもあるんですね。
Stumbling blocks are places in that road.
つまずきの石っていうのはそういうところ、こういうものです。
There are places in that road that we trip over and fall.
自分たちが歩く道にあって、それにつまずいて自分たちが転んでしまうのがつまずき。
Or they can be traps that catch us and don't let us go forward.
罠かなんかでそこに捕まってしまって、私たちが前に行くこともできないようなものだったりします。
This might be a kind of cute picture.
ね、かわいい写真ですね、これはね。
But Jesus tells us there's nothing cute about being a stumbling block.
でもですね、つまずきの石は全然かわいくはないんです。
And think about the moment after this picture.
でもこの写真の後、次の瞬間どうなってるか皆さん想像できるでしょう。
And Jesus is telling us, don't be that kind of trap.In somebody else's road.
神様は言うんですね。私たちは他の人の前でつまずきになってはいけないって。
Don't be a trap that
hurts them
and makes them so they can't go forward.
他の人はその人が前に行くことができないような罠、つまずきになってはいけないって言うんです。
I want you to think for a minute, and do you remember a time in the Bible that talks about stumbling?That talks about being a stumbling block.
聖書の中ですね、つまずき、つまずいてしまうというような聖書の箇所を皆さんなんか想像覚えてますか？
I'm sure if you think about it, you remember. Do you remember when Jesus said to his disciples for the first time, "I'm going to go to the cross and die"?
十字架に行ってこれから死ぬって言った時のことを覚えてらっしゃるでしょうか？
And do you remember what Peter said when
he
said that?
ペトロが何て言ったか覚えてますか？
He said, "God forbid."
神様はそれを許さないって言ったんですね。
This must never happen to you.
そんなことはあなたに起こらないってペテロはイエス様に言いました。
And when Peter said that, what did Jesus do?
その時、イエス様はペテロに何て答えましたか覚えてますか
He turned toward Peter.
だってペテロにこう言ったんです。
And he said to him, "Get behind me, Satan."
サタンよ下がれ。
You are a stumbling block.
あなたは私にとってつまずきの石だって言うんです。
for you are setting your eyes
on
the things of men and not on divine
things.
Let's say that again.
もう一度言ってみましょうね。
For you are setting your eyes on the things of men and not on the things of God.
神様の方に目を向けてないって言ってイエス様が叱ったんですね。
The cross
十字架は
was God's will for
Jesus. 神様の御心だったんですよ、イエス様にとって。
And Peter's word tempted Jesus not to walk that road. And Jesus tells him it's the work of Satan. So does that mean that a stumbling block has to be tempting someone for this huge sin?
こうやってつまずきっていうのは大きな罪を導くようなものなんでしょうか。
But that's not the meaning that the Bible gives
でも聖書ってこの聖書を見ていくと違う意味合いがあるんですね。
Stumbling block is anything that tempts someone to make them fall.
他の人誰でもかをつまずかして倒してしまうのが
That tempts or tests someone so that they can't go forward.
前に行けないような試練を与えるそれがつまずき、つまずき
です。 And you remember in the Lord's prayer,
この祈りの中で私たちは
protect us from temptation.
私たちを誘惑にかけないように導いてください、守ってくださいと言
われました。 But deliver us from the evil one.
そして悪いものから私たちを救い出してくださいと言います。
In other words, stumbling blocks can be anything that influences people in a bad way.
私たちが行くべき方向じゃない悪い方向に私たちを導くものがつまずきの石でもある。
Stumbling blocks can be anything that hardens people's hearts.
つまずきの石というのは他の人の心を固くなにしてしまう。
Influence people not to obey God.
神様の意志に従わない方にそちらに導いてしまうものがつまずきの石でもあるんですね。
But we have those situations in our lives all the time.
でもですね、私たちはいつもそんな状況に身を置く、そんなことはありませんか。
And notice we have them even when our intentions are good.
いいですね、私たちは他の人がいい、そんな気持ちがなくてもいい思いでそう言っても気がついたら私たちの前につまずきになっていること
はありませんか。What was the first thing that Peter said?
ペトロが言ったことは何でしたか。
God forbid.
神様はそれを許しません。
He really believed that he was doing the right thing.
これは神様の意思じゃなくて、これ神様から正しいことだと思ってイエス様にそう言ったんですね、ペトロは。
But Jesus warned in this verse, be on your guard.
しっかり自分を守りなさいとイエス様は私たちに教えています。
And he compares.Being a stumbling block with having this giant millstone around our neck.
つまずきにしてはですね、私たちの首の周りに大きな石臼があって、これは見えないですね。
And he's saying that it would be better for this great millstone to be around our neck and for us to be thrown into the sea than for us to put this kind of stumbling block in front of someone
else.その石臼をはめて海に投げ込んでいなくなっておくことはいいってイエス様が言ってるんですね。そして私たちの行動に気をつけなさいと言ってます。気をつけなさい。
So when I read this, when I read this this week, I just looked at my own life.
自分自身の生活に振り返ってみるとですね。
And I just asked myself.Am I careful?
私は気深いかな。自分の行動言動に気深く
するかな。Or maybe all of us have to ask ourselves, are we careful?
本当に自分は気をつけて詰まっているかどうか私たちは確認しなくて。
How likely do we actually view making another person stumble?
どうでしょう。誰かつまずかせることに関して私たちはそれは普通のこと小さなことだと思っていませんか。
How careful are we about what we do and about what we say?
私たちの言うことを話すことにどれだけ私たちは最初の注意を払っているでしょうか。
For example, have you ever been talking to someone and everything is going just fine?
で話してですね、うまく会話がうまくいったりするように見えてもですね。
And then suddenly.
突然。
You're in this huge disagreement.
何か大きな納得いかないことが起きたりします。
you have really, you can just see it in the person's face. You have really made that person fall and take their eyes off God. They are thinking completely about this problem, this thing that you have put in front of them. And when you said it, it seems like such a small thing. But suddenly you're both in this huge fight. And both of you have fallen. Both of you are in this trap that you can't get away from. And when you're in this trap, you just keep playing the trap over and over and over in your head. You're not even with the person anymore. You're walking outside. You're riding your bike. They're walking outside. They're riding their bike. But they're still there in that trap, going over and over and over in your head.
And
our eyes are completely off God. When I hear this, I think I just better shut up. And definitely, there's a time to shut up.
ね、確かにね、沈黙は金の時があります。
There's a time when it's just better to not say anything.
何も言わない方がいい時もあります。
But the Bible tells us that we're supposed to speak the truth in love.
私たちは真理を語りなさい。愛によって真理を語りなさいと私たちまた教えているんですね。
So we might be really surprised if we read the continuation of this verse.
聖書の箇所をこの続きを読んでいくとちょっと驚くかもしれません。
Jesus continues and he says,
こうおっしゃいます。
So, if your brother sins, rebuke him.
もし兄弟が罪を犯したら彼を戒めなさい、叱りなさいって言うんですね。
So first he tells us, watch out, so you never cause another person to sin.
つまずきになっていけませんよって言うんですね。罪を犯したらつまずきになってませんよ、いけませんよってイエス様は言うんですけど。
And then he says, if another person does sin, rebuke him.
その人がもし悪いことを罪に叱っているならその人を叱りなさい、戒めなさいって言うんです。
No wonder the disciples are listening to this and they just feel we need more faith.
弟子たちはこのことを聞いて、そのためにはもっと私たちは信仰が必要だと弟子たちは本当に思ったと思うんです。
Because this is a really strong word.
この言葉は強い言葉ですね。戒めなさい、叱りなさい。
The word in Greek, or I don't know what in English exactly means, but it doesn't mean just show them their fault.
ただね、間違いを示しなさいっていう、そんな表面的なことではないんですね。
It means show them absolutely strong disapproval.
もうそんなのダメだから、そっちに行っちゃいけないって強い強い戒めなんですね。
It means to challenge the person.
本当に挑戦するようなもうダメだよっていう大きな声だからですね。
And the last thing we want someone to say to us is, are you challenging me?
ね、その時です。私たちはね、何か言ってですね、その言い返したらですね、そんな強いこと言わないでよっていうふうに言われるのは嫌ですよね。
But right here, Jesus is saying,
これはイエス様そういうことです。
Yes!Challenge them.
その人に挑戦して戒めなさい。悪い道に行っていけないって言いなさいと言ってるんです。
But what is the purpose?
でもそれは目的は何なんでしょうか。
This is completely different from being critical of someone.
これは批判的とか批評的っていう言葉とはちょっと違うんですよ。
It's not being critical of someone's weaknesses.
誰かの弱さを非難する批評的であるってことではないんですね。
But it's rebuking their sin.
その悪い罪を叱りなさい。それに対して向けているんです。
And the purpose is to change all that is evil and bad.
その中にある悪いものを違う方向に向けるそういう声でもある。
To change all that is wrong.
間違いを正しい方向に向ける声でもある。
To change all that is inappropriate.
ふさわしくないものを正しい方向に向ける声でもある。
So in other words, Jesus is telling us in this passage that we as a church, as a community, are responsible for each other.
私たちはお互いに責任があるっていうんです。
How can we live like that?
ね、そういう先生どうしたらいいんでしょうかね。
How can we live with this great responsibility?
この責任を私たちはどうやってになっていくことができるんでしょうか。
I definitely need wisdom that I don't have.
本当に知恵が必要ですね。何を言ってどうしていいか知恵が必要ですね。
And again, the disciples felt like that too, and they just think this is impossible.
これ自分の思いでは不可能。もう本当に神様あなたの力が必要ですって言って聖書も。
And let's see how Jesus continues. Jesus continues, and if he repents, forgive him. And if the same person sins against you seven times in a day and returns to you seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive.
そして悔い改めれば許しなさい。仮にあなたに対して一日に七度罪を犯しても悔い改めますと言って七度あなたのところに来るなら許してやりなさい。
The Bible makes it really clear to us.
私たちにはっきり示してますけども、それは
We must forgive.
許さなくてはいけないですね。
And certainly there are times when forgiveness is a long process.
本当に許すためには、本当に私たちはその過程を取らなきゃいけない時もありますけれども。
And certainly there are times when forgiveness takes time, a long time.
与えるためには時間がかかる時もあったりしますね。
But the Bible teaches us that we need to forgive.
私たちは許す必要があるって、許し合う必要があるって。
So we might think, what if the other person doesn't apologize?
でもですね、どうでしょう。相手がですね、ごめんなさいって言わなかったらどうでしょうか。
Then it certainly must be that I don't need to forgive, right?
そしたら、ごめんなさいって言わなかったら私たちは許さなくてもいいんでしょうか。
And maybe if we read these words in English, we might kind of feel like that. 英語で言ったら、
まあそんなような読み方もできるかもしれません。
But that's a big mistake.
でもそれは本当じゃないですね。
Because that was actually the teaching of the people.When Jesus lived,
イエス様が住んだ時代は確かに、ごめんなさいと言わなければ許さなくていいっていうようなそういうことが普通な時代だったんですけども
That was the teaching of his time,
そのような教えがなされた時代でもありました
けど And that's often the thinking of our time and place too, right?
私たちも同じようなことを今この現代
に
言っていません本当にごめんなさいと言わなければ許さなくてもいいなと
But that's not Jesus' teaching
でもイエス様が教えていることは教えていることは違うんですね
Look at verse 4 again for a
もう一度4節を見てくださればわかるんですけども考えてみてください。
If a person does the same thing to you seven times in one day,
7回したらどうですか?
And if they come and they say that they're sorry,
ごめんなさいって7回言ったらどうでしょうか?
They come and apologize.
私に許しを私たちに請ったらどうでしょうか?
In their heart, are they really sorry?
私たちは思うでしょう。え、本当にごめんなさいって言ってるのかな?
What is the point that Jesus is making?
イエス様はこんなことを私たちに言ってるんだろう。
The point is, no matter what,
どんな時でもどんなことでも私たちは許す必要があるっていうんですね。
There are no limits to our forgiveness.
許しには無制限だというんです。
You know, each of the people in this room has been hurt.
の中、これ多分皆さんだと思うんですけど、私たちは
傷を受けてますね。Exception.
一人もですね、全然傷つかなかったことがなかったというのは、あると思います。皆さん、どこかで痛みを覚えることがあったと思います。
And sometimes life can be unforgivingly difficult.
そんな時に、もう許せないなんて思うぐらい、この人生は大変なところだと通った方もいらっしゃいます、
ね。There are times in our life when our experiences knock us down so hard that we can't really get up for a long time.
ただ倒れるだけじゃなくて、本当にもう痛んで痛んでもう立ち上がることができないようなところに私たちは行く時があるかもしれません。
There are times in our life when life is so hard.
もう生きるのが大変で。
That when we finally do get up, we're just not the same.
もう前とは違うような時があるかもしれません。
And how are we supposed to forgive the other person?
じゃあ私たちはどうしたら他の人を本当に許すことができるんでしょうか?
But the interesting thing is that nowadays many non-Christian counselors tell people how important it is to forgive.
現在のですね、あのクリスチャンじゃないカウンセラーの人たちが言うには、その人たち、あなたが何かあったらね、本当に許すことが大切だよって普通のノンクリスチャンのカウンセラーも言ったりするんですね。許しが必要だって。
And the interesting thing is that forgiveness is not for the other person.
その許しは他の人のための許しではないっていうんです。
That forgiveness is for us.
私たち自身のために必要だっていうんですね。
That forgiveness is for the person who was hurt.
傷ついた人にとって許すことが必要だっていうんです。
That forgiveness
許しは
is for you.
私たちのためにあるんですね。
So how do we forgive?
でもどうしたら私たちは本当に許すことができるんでしょうか？
When we've been hurt, it's like we have bills clutched in our hands.
本当にもう傷がもういやあって、もそれを見てもう痛みしかない感じないときに、
That person did this awful thing to me, and now that person owes me.
そしてあの人は私に何か負債がある、私に何かね、もう負い目があると思ったときに、
And that's very true.
確かにそれ事実ですね。
The person does owe us.
あなたに、私たちに負い目があるはずだ。
But the Bible tells
us, でも聖書は私たちに言うんですね。
That we have to let go of those bills.
その負い目を、その借金を、はい、
the bills that are clutched in our hands.
私たちの中にあるその負い目を忘れる。